Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I'm super excited about today's show because we're talking about scalar light healing is growing in popularity as people are becoming aware as to the need for alternative health. The pandemic has served to raise the consciousness of many people. Tom Palladino is a scalar energy researcher with over 25 years of experience developing healing techniques designed to help people all over the world to recover from pathogenic infection and experience true health and wellness. The story begins back in Tom's undergraduate days when he became inspired by his research into the work of various scientists, exploring the discoveries and theories of Hieronymus Morey Peore and Nikola Tesla. I can say that he was intrigued by the existence of an energy that is not part of the electromagnetic spectrum. Taking this as his inspiration, he decided himself to do a course of independent study in order to better understand the possibilities of this unique energy with the ultimate aim of successfully harnessing it. Tom realized that the scalar energy he was studying has been known to many cultures throughout the ages. It may be referred to as prana, chi, radiant energy, zero point energy, Q organ, or eleptopic energy. Encouraged by the timeless, all-pervading nature of this fundamental energy source. And after years of experimentation and modification, Tom Palladino developed a unique healing technique using scalar energy called scalar light that appears to have the ability to transmute pathogens quickly and painlessly. This technique uses photographs of people who are seeking relief from the symptoms of pathogenic diseases. Welcome to the show today, Tom.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. Thank you.
It's an honor and a pleasure to have you here. Like I said to you before we came on, I had not heard of it called scalar light, but I'm certainly familiar with what you call it, chi, prana, zero point. Actually, that's a lot of the energy that I've been working on to clear myself and heal myself in my own life and also with my clients. So thank you so much for coming to the show and talking to us today about this very important information. So now let's get right into it. Where does scalar energy originate and describe its nature to us?
I frequently say this, everybody in the world is a scalar energy expert. Scalar energy, sunlight or starlight. We experience it every moment of our lives. It's a different energy spectrum than that of electricity. So the sun and the stars are the points of origin, if you will, the storehouses of scalar energy. And I've developed instruments that can control that, harness that energy, and then can control it and broadcast that energy. And that's the key to my work.
Wow. Yeah, good. So what is the difference between scalar energy and electromagnetic energy?
I've noticed through observation, as have other scalar energy scientists, that the very initial energy of the universe is scalar energy. If you look at the center of any star, that's a scalar energy environment. It's not electricity or magnetism. So the stars initially produce scalar energy. And a derivative of scalar energy then is electromagnetic energy. So I would say that scalar energy is the primary energy of the universe. It is the life force energy of the universe.
Right. And so what about the electromagnetic energy there? Like, can you give us, you know, can
you secondary energy? It's a derivative, and it really is, if you will, it's the inferior energy. This is why so many people have always said, let's work with zero point energy or life force energy. That's scalar energy. Whereas electricity and magnetism is a derivative, it's an offshoot, so to speak, a subset of life force energy. If I had my druthers, the entire universe would be nothing but scalar energy. Well, that's not the case. So electromagnetic energy to me is the inferior energy. It's the dirty energy.
Okay. Wow. I've never thought about it in these terms. I knew that talking to you today, I was going to definitely be educated. So I appreciate so much that you're here. So how does scalar energy then transmute matter?
This is one of the incredible observations that I've made over the years. Scalar energy is responsible for atomic molecular constitution, atomic molecular structure. What do I mean? Well, there has to be an intelligence that holds together an atom or a molecule. And that intelligence is scalar energy. Chi, prana, or scalar energy holds together matter. So with my instruments, I have been able to, if you will, manipulate those molecular bonds to either form matter, if you will, assemble matter, or disassemble matter. So scalar energy instruments allow me to form what is advantageous, or to break apart, disassemble what is harmful or disadvantageous. Now, this is the sway, if you will, this is the consummate control that a scalar energy instrument will afford, the ability to control a molecular form. And that means so much to us moving forward to mankind, to be able to control our destiny, to control our environment.
Yeah, I so much would love that the next time when you come on that we actually have, you know, the images that we can share of what that would look like when you're talking about the molecular, you know, how we transform that and where it can be. I know that on your website you have a lot of that information. Let's already tell the audience where they can go to your website to look up some of that incredible research that you've done and the healing work that you're doing all over the world.
The website is scalarlight.com. That's spelled S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. And that website really is a compendium of the past 30 years of my research. And frankly, I believe I'm the only one in the world with this narrow focus. Why? Because it's new, it's groundbreaking. Frankly, I'm the inventor of this process. So with that in mind, it's, if you will, my responsibility to present to the world this new approach, this new quantum healing modality. So with that thought in mind, scalarlight.com, and we'll get into it later, but we offer everybody free sessions. Anybody can go to the website and have 15 days of free scalar energy sessions.
Yeah, and definitely we're going to be wanting to have you take a call to action and go get those free healing energy sessions, because I don't know about you, but nowadays especially, this is so important. I was so attracted to this energy that, because I had never heard of it before, and I've been doing a lot of healing work and work with a lot of healers around the world, but I've never heard of this. So the fact that this is your research and that you're the inventor of it, it's like, again, my soul, I knew I was guided to this particular information at this particular point in time with so much change that we're faced with right now, especially when it comes to our health and our well-being and extending our life force and moving beyond some of the illnesses and diseases of the past, that living in, you know, my mission is heaven on earth, living in heaven on earth, living in the fifth dimension, that we are able to do that, taking our physical bodies up into higher vibrational ways of living and being. And so I'm so glad you're here and that we're talking about this.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Tom, how does scalar energy allow Tom Palladino to enhance energetic state of being by the way that you do it with using other people's photographs.
Yeah.
People's photographs.
So let me present my work. When I work with people, I work with a photograph. This is my photograph. I would actually take my photograph and place it inside the instrument. Now, remember, this is not electricity that I'm working with. It's quantum energy. So my scalar energy instrument will look at the light code, the light signature on my photograph, and then will treat, if you will ascertain my light code and treat it or send energy into my force field, into my light signature. So everything I do is by way of photographs. Now, my instrument is so strong that I have found that I can balance people's brainwaves or their seven chakras or seven meridians. Now, how do I do that? Well, scalar energy is the actual fundament behind thinking or our brainwaves, or is responsible for the seven spinning vortices or the seven spinning chakras. So a scalar energy instrument has an immediate interface with our brain waves, which are scalar energy, or the meridians, which are scalar energy. So what I've noticed so many times when I start working with people by way of their photograph, I access that dimension, that scalar energy dimension found on their photograph. And what happens? They're more tranquil. They have a sense of peace, of well-being. Some people say that they can achieve a meaningful sleep at night, that they can sleep without interruption. Others will say that the scalar energy chakra balancing serve to enhance their dream state. Now, all of this is done by this download of information, this download of scalar energy into your photograph. And again, I can't emphasize this enough. This is not Western science. This is not electromagnetic theory. This is a new science, scalar energy. That's why I call the website Scalar Light, presenting a new physics. It's another dimension. We're not working in Newtonian physics. We're not working within the Newtonian dimension. So this truly is quantum dimension. This truly is zero point energy. And accordingly, the results that I achieve are quite significant and distinct as compared to that of electromagnetic behavior.
Wow. So, you know, lots of thoughts, but one of the thoughts that came is, you know, so many people suffer from insomnia and the fact that they can go to sleep at night and already feel that a difference with just that one thing. So many people suffer from not sleeping well, and which of course raises their cortisol and stress levels and all kinds of other things come from there. So I think just that one thing right there, if we could, you know, just address that one thing. Wow, that's already so huge, right?
Because it is. And why do I love this so much, Cornelia? Because I'm working with energy. It's non-physical light. There's no chemical reaction. We're not working within the physical realm. We're working in the informational realm. So there's no drawback. There's no chemical exposure. There's no detox. There's no adverse side effect when you're working with the pure stellar light, this divine light of God. There's no downside to it.
Yeah. I mean, I know that that's one of the main reasons why I am attracted to this so much, because of that there is no downside to it, that right, there's no side effects, that it is really assisting with. It's a gift from God, like you said.
Yes,
and so I think this is so great. So, I mean, this leads us right into our next question here. And that is, what is the future of scalar mm-hmm. energy, and how will its acceptance serve to change our world for the better?
You know, I'm going to go back 100 years ago when Nikola Tesla was the first man to harness scalar energy. And he was developing free energy devices. Scalar energy is essentially free energy. And Tesla was getting close to introducing free energy, scalar energy to mankind, but he faced various roadblocks. So what am I getting at? Well, if we pick up from where Tesla left off, we will be able to offer star energy, which is free energy, the energy of the stars. And that will overcome our energy crisis. That scalar energy will be the answer. It's an infinite supply of energy from the stars. It's pure. It's clean. There's no carbon footprint. So one of the benefits of scalar energy, it will offer us free, clean energy for the world. We will no longer be energy dependent. You will not have to pay an exorbitant amount of money for energy, for your home, for your factories, for your schools. That's so crucial to the development of mankind. An inexhaustible source of energy, scalar energy.
Yes. I mean, and what is that going to do for global warming and all the different things, right, that we're faced with right now? I mean, we are in a mess here. And it's our responsibility, things that we've let slide by where we haven't fully taken responsibility for the footprint that we are leaving behind, the legacy that we are leaving behind. And it is our responsibility for our children and the future leaders of this planet to, assist with this level of living and being that is sustaining our health, that is sustaining our well-being.
Yeah, I concur. This energy is the technology that's going to set us apart. Scalar energy technology is going to change the way we live.
Wow. So now, explaining what unique experiences have you witnessed when working with scalar energy in your laboratory? I bet people are really interested in hearing that.
Yeah. Many times when I'm working with scalar energy, if I have my cell phone close to the instrument, my cell phone will not work because my cell phone only recognizes an electromagnetic signal. And close to my instrument, it's predominantly a scalar energy force field, which will override my cell phone. So that's one way I can establish that what is happening in my laboratory is unique. It is a scalar energy laboratory. It's a scalar energy environment. And that's just one anecdotal observation, if you will, that scalar energy is so strong and it's predominant in my laboratory that it can override a cell phone signal.
Wow, that's really strong.
Very strong.
Wow. So explain to us how scalar energy is everywhere in the universe and thus transcends time and space.
You know, I've often considered if there was an energy of God, it would be scalar energy. Now, what's my point? Well, scalar energy is everywhere. It's sunlight, it's starlight. And what I've observed that is this energy is connected. There is no point A and point B. Everything is, if you will, a blanket of scalar energy. So scalar energy really is the omnipresence of God. It's the presence of God. If that's the case, then this energy transcends time and space. There is no time or space to be overcome. Scalar energy overcomes time and space. So if you will, scalar energy must be the cause of time and space, and it is. And with that in mind, we see this concept now. Some people call it going into the 5D dimension or going into the spiritual dimension. You're no longer bound to space and time. You overcome, you transcend time and space. How do you do that in a physics model? You do it with scalar energy. You overcome, you transcend time and space by scalar energy, not by electromagnetic energy. So consider an energy, scalar energy, in which it's all pervasive, it's free energy from the sun and the stars, and it's not subject to time and space. Rather, scalar energy is the cause of time. Well, that's phenomenal.
It is. My mind is still trying to have all the pieces click, okay? So it's interesting because I'm still trying to make all the connections to it. So I'm noticing how my brain is like trying to figure this out. So just saying, I bet a lot of people are like, what, how does this work? So definitely that's why we have to have these conversations so that you can explain it to us. Right.
Yeah.
So now, you talked about how scalar energy then, you know, transcends time and space. And then is that also how you mentioned it a little bit, in that is, it is scalar energy is the cause of time. Yes. So could you speak to that a little bit more?
Yeah. If you look at the stars, they send out, they broadcast scalar energy by way of a rotation, and it's a uniform rotation. And because of that, time moves forward according to that uniformity. Now, if you were to stop that rotation of scalar energy, time would stand still. Or reverse that rotation, time would go backwards. So it's been observed that when you're in a perfect scalar energy environment, you're no longer subject to time. Why? You transcend time in a scalar energy environment. But if scalar energy is being broadcast, so to speak, and you're subject to scalar energy, then it depends if that rotation is forward or backwards. Well, all of the stars, at least the uniformity that I observe, is a forward rotation, so time moves forward. If the star started to rotate or send out scalar energy in a reverse fashion, and there was a reverse rotation, time would move backwards. So there is a timeline, and that timeline is decided upon the rotation of a scalar wave.
Wow.
Fascinating. Yeah.
It's fascinating. Just— absolutely fascinating. So no wonder, there's so much to research and so much to learn when it comes to this, that this has got to be a really passionate way of your mission.
Yeah. It's not a hobby, Cornelia. It's taken me a lifetime to understand this. And again, I can't accentuate this enough. What we understand of the electromagnetic spectrum is true. It's valid. But that's a different science. That's not scalar energy. So the apple cannot explain the orange. If the apple is scalar energy, it cannot explain electricity and vice versa. The apple and the orange are two separate concepts.
Yes, yes. So who were researchers and physicists of the past, and how did they use scalar energy?
Now, Tesla, as I mentioned, was close to giving the world free energy. He developed a scalar energy tower in Colorado Springs, and he developed another tower, scalar energy tower in Long Island, and he was able to broadcast wireless energy at a distance, providing free energy. There was another scientist, Viktor Grigorenko. He developed a scalar energy platform, and he was able to hover, levitate. So he was the first man that I know that who was able to produce an anti-gravity scalar energy platform. Meaning what? That scalar energy in the future can be used to overcome gravity, and that will be our new transportation method. Galen Hieronymus, my immediate, what I would call the founding father of American scalar energy, at least considered to be my predecessor, was able to break apart viruses, bacteria, with his scalar energy instrument. So, you know, each scientist had their specific influence. Each scientist had their specific point of reference and discipline. But all of this points to that scalar energy is an energy that controls nature. If Tesla could use energy at a distance and broadcast energy, scalar energy, to provide energy at a distance, that shows it's a wireless transmission of energy. You no longer need telephone wires and conduits, so to speak. If Grigorenko was able to overcome gravity, then that scalar energy is the cause of gravity, so we can now subdue gravity with Grigorenko's invention. And my predecessor, Galen Hieronymus, the man that I studied under, so to speak, he was able to control pest or viral infection, bacterial infection, with his instruments. Now, all of that tells me that this is a consummate energy that provides consummate control over nature, consummate control over nature. And that's what scalar energy is. It puts us in the driver's seat. We are now controlling nature. And if that's the case, then we've arrived at this point where we have dominion over nature.
Wow.
Yeah. Dominion over nature. And I mean that quite frankly.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally can feel that. And I can see that there's parts of me that know that that's true. Of course, I don't have the evidence to to say that, but I can definitely feel that. So, wow, that's really amazing. So can you explain to us how scalar energy assembles and maintains all physical forms?
For sure. So there's intelligence behind any molecular bond. And I've noticed in my laboratory that I can actually assemble, if you will, a vitamin or an antioxidant simply by providing those instructions for the elements to assemble into a certain molecular form. Well, then in a reverse phase, I can negate those molecular bonds and I can break apart a virus. I can break apart the herpes virus. Mm-hmm. I can break apart Mycobacterium tuberculosis, the bacterium that causes TB. So what am I getting at? We form, we create what we find advantageous, beneficial, and we break apart, we disassemble a toxin or a disease pattern or some type of pathogen. That's the consummate control that scalar energy gives us. We're able to control nature. It's consummate control over nature.
Because scalar is nature.
Yes, it's the cause of nature. Very good.
See, I'm learning. I'm putting them together. I'm like, wow. So, and you do this work also, not just with humans, but also pets.
Right, right. People will send me photographs of their pets, and we're able to eradicate the pathogens in their pets, and we're able to download or provide micronutrients for their dogs, their cats. And significantly, many pets, many animals respond quite favorably, sometimes faster than people, because animals, I like to say, are uncomplicated. And if you can improve their quantum health, they respond quite favorably.
Well, the animals don't have those belief systems, right, that the humans do. So that's those blocks aren't there necessarily, right? They're not holding on to the resistance of all of that. So
Exactly. They live, in many ways, they live closer to nature, and they're not encumbered by any psychological problem.
I have had this belief that our pets take on our illnesses.
Yes.
That they take, because of their unconditional love for us, that they take on some of some of these things that they take it on for us. So that's one of my beliefs that I've had, is when I had my dog and I discovered that she had a tumor in her throat, that instantaneously when I saw it, because her jaw was open, I was throwing the ball and she was catching it, and I saw the tumor there, is that that was during a time where I was just beginning to speak my truth and to really speak it out of my throat chakra and to really own my truth and own my voice. And the tumor was benign, but this is what I felt during that experience between my dog and I. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, well, you have that connection. I believe that's a scalar energy connection that people have. You know, some people might call it a psychic event or women's intuition or a gut feeling. To me, that's all within the matrix. That's all within the field, the scalar energy force field.
Right, right. So I'm just curious as to when you're doing these healings, because we're about to let the audience know how they can go to your website and also sign on to some of the free healings that you're going to be offering to people. Right. How do you do that? I'm curious, how do you do that with, like, do you take the photographs and load them up into your machine? Is that how it's done?
I do. I'll give you this as an example. This is a collage. So on any given day, I might receive 1,000, 2,000 photographs. So the photographs are miniaturized. They're usually smaller than this. And on any given day, I'm working with at least 100, 200,000 photographs. Now, remember, all I need is a photograph to access your quantum field, and that's what I'm doing. So people on a daily basis, they'll send us photographs, and it's a computerized system. This system will, if you will, upload the photograph. And then I literally physically place the photograph inside the instrument. And our standardized process can do three things. We can balance the chakras. We can break apart, negate, if you will, the molecular bonds of germs, microbes. And then the third, we're able to assemble nutrients. Now, by doing that, it's a, if you will, standardized approach, a consummate approach to health. Everybody should have their chakras balanced, their pathogens, their toxins removed, and nutrients provided, all done in the quantum realm, not by way of electromagnetic energy, all done through this medium of your photograph in the quantum realm.
Wow. So that sure does also, you know, the thought that came to mind is by you doing it the way that you're doing it with everyone on the collage, it certainly also removes any human filters out.
Yes.
Any human filters, like there's no judgment. It's just energy transfer. Is that right?
Yes, that's prudent of you. Now, what is so important about a photograph? I don't interpret the photograph. My photograph is my force field. So I'm using a light instrument to send light into my light photograph. There's no room for human interpretation. Hence, there's no room for human error. If you're working with light, light is fundamental. Light does not make mistakes. Light is perfect. It's the perfect carrier of information. So my photograph carries my light force field. My instrument is a light instrument. And when these two connect, the photograph and the instrument, it's perfect information. It's perfect instructions. And that's what I love about scalar energy. I don't put my two cents into it. I don't have to interpret. There's no human interpretation. Everything stays on the level of light, which is perfect instruction.
Yes, that's exactly. I can see that. That's why I said, wow, that's so brilliant, because it doesn't require your filter or anything that you're going through or any judgments. It's just pure light exchanging light and returning the light. The scalar energy is returning the being in the photograph back to its original pure.
Yes. We stay at the light level. We stay at the level of light, of intelligence. And when you stay at that higher level of light and intelligence, nothing can go wrong. Okay. If I'm working with the chemical dimension, if I'm working with elements and I'm working with various man-made compounds, a lot can go wrong. Yeah. I don't work with chemicals. This is non-physical. I keep it at the informational level, the higher level of light.
Yes. And so how often are those images run through your machines? Like,
For 1 hour a day, I perform the chakra balancing. Okay. And that's a tremendous amount of energy and corrective energy going into the mind and the seven chakras. And then another hour a day, 1 hour a day, I am, if you will, eradicating toxins and pathogens. And so the remaining approximately 22 hours a day, I'm providing nutrients. So the point is, for 24 hours a day, throughout the day, you receive a scalar energy session. And that scalar energy session is going to be advantageous to your health.
It's so profound, because it's like you can be here and you can say, yes, I'm going to upload my photo. I'm going to upload my pets. I'm going to do this. You're going to have the intention that you're going to return to your physical body or whatever it is, back to the zero point or the neutral place and the pure place. And then you can basically go on about your business. Yes. And living your life, and you can receive the benefits from doing that, and you don't, right? And you could even add to that you could do a meditation and just feel and the receiving of it, be in the receiving of it. There's so many things that, so many gifts from that.
You're right. And this is what so many people like. They send us the photograph. They don't have to do a thing. We do all the work. I tell people, don't change your health regimen. You don't have to change your sleep pattern. You don't have to change your medicine. We have nothing to do with that because that's the electromagnetic realm. Let us work in the other realm of quantum healing, quantum energy. So you don't interrupt your lifestyle whatsoever. You just send us a photograph. We do the rest. The quantum energy does the rest.
So let's send the audience again to scalarlight.com.
That's correct.
Scalarlight.com. You're going to be hearing much more of Tom Palladino, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to have him back again. We're going to be talking about invitations for you to, you know, bring scalar light energy into your experience, especially right now. One last question I want to leave you with, Tom, and that is, I'm just curious about COVID here. With do you get people asking you this?
All the time. I only can prove my work by the results, because there is no existing method to prove or disprove scalar energy. So the results will speak for themselves. Everybody who's been on COVID, not one person while I'm working with them has died. Not one person. And I've worked with thousands of people, and many of them tell me that they never caught COVID, or if they did, they didn't have the full diet of symptoms. So from experience, people fare well while they're being treated with scalar, even if during the pandemic.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think especially now with, you know, all the collective fears that are out there, this is a wonderful opportunity for you, the audience, to, you have a 15-day free opportunity for people to join you and submit their photo and receive their free scalar light session. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. That's why we always have an initial 15-day if you will, free session for everybody in the world. We want people to feel comfortable, and we want to educate people. Obviously, this is a new process. I developed this process. So I feel if more or less obliged to allow anybody in the world to try this for free for 15 days.
Yeah, I think that's powerful. And, you know, always even just taking a step towards your health and taking a step towards your well-being. And like you said, this is quantum. This is part of our evolution moving forward, right? It's part of our evolution moving forward.
It's an advance. It's, you know, if you see many different computer models, each model should be better than the previous, or faster, or have greater memory storage than the previous model. Well, this likewise is a new way of looking at our well-being, at our timeline, if you will, of invention, of technology, of progress. So it's my estimation that scalar energy one day will be a household word. It is quite popular today. It's really catching on. In the past 5 years, it's caught on. And I think that trajectory will just continue.
Good. Good. Well, I'm so grateful that you came on to the show today, Tom. I want to thank you so much. I'm certainly excited about receiving my scalar healing, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to also introducing you to get your message out there to other podcasters and people that definitely resonate with this message. So,
Thank you.
Do you want to say any final words to the audience before we close?
Look at scalar energy as a gift from God and accept it, because this technology is going to liberate mankind. Scalar energy will liberate the world.
Scalar energy will liberate the world. You heard it here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you as always. Till next time, we'll see you again. Take good care. Ciao. Bye.